This is by Les Barker, and he must be a very strange person. Disaster films, The Towering Inferno. Airport, the cinema brings them alive. Even the low-budget classic, Bicycle 85. But now, featuring a nun with a guitar, someone waiting for a heart transplant, Kirk Douglas, a U.S. senator, a lot of screaming Americans, and the entire population of Devon, the first disaster poem, Monologue 87. This poem is unsafe, the man waiting for the heart transplant said, to the entire population of Devon, who all tripped over a comma and dropped dead. It's been written with words missing to save on ink. It's disgrace. And with its radar switched off, it collided with Gray's elegy. There was cow shit all over the place. The screaming Americans were screaming. A man was sucked out of verse 3. The nun with the guitar broke her G-string. And the author went home for tea. There's absolutely no cause for panic, said the stewardess with a very fixed smile. But can anyone here fly a poem? She asked as she walked down the aisle. For a minute, there was silence. Then, I used to, said a nervous young man. Before my wife left me and I had a nervous breakdown and took to drinking 11 bottles of scotch every night. But they never used to scan. The stewardess kissed him with passion. They made love. She kissed him again. Why am I doing this? She asked him. Shut up, he said. I've got the pen. She was powerless against his bick, and cunningly he named her Millie, thus giving himself the chance to write himself a really big willy. He showed her the joys of authorship, and together in passion they joined. Then suddenly she had the pen in her hand and wrote him a knee in the groin. He fell backwards out of the verse, paid back in kind for his kissing. In panic, he grabbed at the end of the line, but the very last word was... He fell past the screaming Americans who were trapped in a lift between verses. He landed atop a sharp capital A and was driven off in two separate hearses. The senator went to the end of the poem to try to establish their fate. He discovered a giant man-eating limerick, so they all went back to verse 8. The stewardess kissed him with passion. They made love. She kissed him again. Why am I doing this? She asked him. Shut up, he said. I've got the pen. The stewardess was starting to enjoy this. She was getting a taste for men. So when she thought no one was looking, she sneaked back to verse 8 once again. The stewardess kissed him with passion. They made love. She kissed him again. Why am I doing this? She asked him. Shut up, he said. I've got the pen. She thought that no one was watching, but the nun with the guitar saw her go and fainted to see such carryings on and plummeted to a verse far below. The nun with the guitar landed just as Kirk Douglas flew by, going down. He landed in the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, had his balls chewed by sharks, and then drowned. He was being lowered on a rope from some Wordsworth, and down to his death he did fall. For you can tie a rope to an oak or an elm, but a daffodil's no use at all. They found themselves in the penultimate verse. What fate has in store, you'll recall. They tried to tunnel their way out, which was not very clever at all. Down they all went to their doom, by a man-eating limerick consumed. The audience was pleased and bought books and LPs and some t-shirts and then left the room.